The weather in Nelson yesterday went from bad to worse to unbelievable in the course of 15 minutes. That's the description from the Nelson Tasman Civil Defence Chief. Over 400 homes have been evacuated so far, and residents are being warned that some may never get to return. Kirsty Frame and cameraman Angus Drever have been out and about in Nelson.
In the hilly suburbs of Atawhai, residents were out roaming the streets today, shovels in hand, checking in with each other and getting the latest on the flooding situation. They've had a rough few days, with the roads turned into raging, muddy streams. Mitch Barlett spent yesterday doing what he could do to help neighbours out.
The neighbour over here, he's had the whole river go through. Oldham Creek's pumped through his whole house. We're over plucking off fence palings to let the river through and not flood these other two houses on the other side of us. And, it's quite a thing, really.
Ray Scott says the area is so drenched that the hills are continuing to slip away in the relentless rain. He says in his neighbourhood, a slip caused a previously effective waterway to overflow, sending a massive wave of water down the street.
Straight after everything started coming down at, you know, huge volume and high velocity, rocks started to come down and then they just increased in size. And of course, they just hammered away at the road. And as you can see, there's like 3 metre gouges out of the road now. So, you know, it was just relentless.
There is only one way in and out of Atawhai, along a road that's been hit by multiple slips. Only people who have to travel are being let through, and even then it's a long wait. In the queue, Mary said she'd been waiting for an hour to head into town for her work in a pharmacy.
The lady that asked us why we were heading to town said that the slip is so bad that the road has become unstable, so when she does let us through, we have to proceed with caution.
The Nelson Tasman Civil Defence Controller, Alec Leverdis, became emotional as he described what he'd seen on a tour of the region.
I'm the group manager, infrastructure for the Nelson City Council, and the damage that I saw in Nelson was heartbreaking. I think that we're years away from a recovery.
411 homes have been evacuated so far, and residents are being urged not to return until they've been advised it's safe. Mr. Leverdis says he expects some people won't ever get back to their homes. He says they will be monitoring to see if evacuations are needed, with further rain, around 130 millimetres, expected tonight. On the west coast, weather warnings have been downgraded, but emergency personnel are on standby. Sandbags are still in full display today, with many residents opting to leave them stacked up until the next bout of rain passes. Buller District Mayor Jamie Klein says residents can repurpose some of the 27,000 sandbags distributed.
Ideally, you want to make sure that the sand doesn't enter the stormwater network. So, you know, certainly don't empty them out on the street where they're laying now. So, you know, I imagine the sand would be fine to use on your garden, that kind of thing, if you wanted to.
Mr. Klein says a sandbag pickup and disposal service will also be arranged early next week. The state of emergency on the West Coast will be reviewed on Monday, but it seems the worst is now over for Westport. But Nelson residents will be keeping a wary eye on the skies tonight. Northland continues to face more rain, and Taranaki is also in the firing line.